welcome to another week. We're more than halfway through the month of June now. Unbelievable. Summer is just about upon us. What, 3 more days? Yeah, I think Thursday, the 21st. That's usually how it works. Sometimes it's the day before or after. I forget, but summer's officially going to be starting. Just a few more days. Incredible. Kids are out of school. Their vacation has started. Mine has ended. But anyway, it's a nice day here in southern New England. Sun's shining, and it's actually not humid, knock on wood. Let's hope it stays that way. I don't mind the heat. I can take the heat, as they say, but not that humidity. Man, it gets it gets pretty nasty up here, so hopefully it won't be one of those summers. Really weird year for weather. You know, we had literally just 2 dustings of snow this whole winter. And we didn't get the first one until Valentine's Day. February 14th was the first time we got snow here. It's just absolutely bizarre. I, you know, can't complain. Nobody wants the stuff. But, you know, you got to wonder. It's just not normal, folks. It is absolutely freaky. Areas that usually are pretty rainy are having droughts. Areas that are usually dry are getting rain. Areas that are usually warm are getting snow and vice versa. I mean, it's crazy. But why not? Everything else is messed up in this world. We got earthquakes galore happening all over the place. Hawaii's been having their share lately. Really, really weird stuff. Anyway, we've got a great show lined up for you today. We have Wanda Pieti coming back. As you remember, I had her on last week, and we talked about her returning to tell us how the protests went over the weekend in Washington. And so she'll be filling us in on that and also talking about, again, the upcoming trucker rally. She's going to be joined by Art Pollock. And he, of course, is one of the truck drivers who's participating. So he'll be filling us in on, you know, what happened with the last one a couple months back. And, of course, anticipating the turnout with the next one. They're anticipating a larger turnout, so, he'll, you know, he'll be sharing that with us. Before we do that, and before we go to our first break, go over a quick few announcements here. Yeah, guys, numbers to call to protest about Ed and Elaine Brown. There's been talk that the feds are backing down, but don't believe it. You know, they want their blood. So here's a few numbers you can call. The governor of New Hampshire, area code 603-271-2121. The sheriff, local sheriff there, is 603-863-4200. And finally, the county commissioner, his name is, well, anyway, just give him a call. That's 603-863-2560. 603-863-2560. Let these people know not only that you don't want to see this man mistreated, but that they're under the spotlight and that you know the shenanigans. You know they have blood on their hands and on their lips, and they're lusting, drooling after murdering this man. Let's face it, folks. This is a pattern. This has been going on for a long time. They want to silence these dissidents. Wipe them off the face of the earth. So let them know that they're under the spotlight. They want you to think that you're under the spotlight, make you paranoid. Let's turn the tables on them. So, again, those are the numbers to call. Just to remind you, we're offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Order through PayPal, or simply by sending your check or money order to 2251 Doubleday Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's here at the RBN office. All right, guys, stick with us. Another quick announcement, and then I'm going to be introducing our guests. Should be very interesting. Don't miss it. Be right back. Lose the love I knew,
safely. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey, welcome back to Two Threats Radio, folks. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Before I introduce our guest, just wanted to remind you our website for the Truth Hurts show is truthhurts.com, Hurts being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And the email address, if you want to contact me with comments, questions, complaints, doesn't matter. If you got suggestions for future topics or guests you'd like to see on the show, you can do that by sending me an email at truthhurtsradio@AOL.com. And again, that's H-E-R-T-Z. I have a new book I uploaded last night on Lulu. Extremely controversial. It's the issue I got fired over, why I never did nor could have gotten involved in the ministry back in my theology major days. I've talked about this on the show in the past. At some future time, I'll go over it in detail. It's the biggest conspiracy in organized religion, the biggest scandal in all of Christian history. It's something that all the major churches adhere to, warmly embrace, and in fact, you will be fired and or kicked out if you even hint that you won't go along with this fraud. I uploaded the book last night on Lulu, so again, you can find that and my other books that I offer just by typing my name in, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, you'll see all the books I have available. That is probably the hottest of hot potatoes out there. You'll be shocked. The world is more screwed up than you could ever imagine, guys. We're lied to about more things than you can. the bigger the lie, the more people buy into it. The more shocking reality is, the less people are likely to accept it. You know, what people believe is reality is actually a fantasy land. The real reality is stuff that people reject, they don't want any part of, because it upsets their cozy little nest. Well, your cozy little nest is infested with rats and lice. It's time to abandon it, folks. Anyway, so you can go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U, and check out that latest edition, and I'll have more coming up in the coming weeks, months. Anyway, with no further ado, I want to introduce our guest. We had her on last week. She's back joining us again today to tell us about the protest that went on over the weekend in Washington. And, of course, talk about more of the upcoming trucker rally, Wanda Piety. Welcome to the show, Wanda.
Hey, Charles. Thanks so much for having me on again. In such a close proximity to the last time.
Yeah, well, I mean, so much has gone on since the last time. You had the protest, wanted to get an update from you. We were supposed to be having Art Pollock on, but I guess he is not available. Maybe he'll, the last message was left in his machine, maybe he'll be calling in after.
Okay.
Were you able to get a hold?
Yeah, I did. I let him know, and as far as I understand, he should be available. Maybe, I'm not quite sure why he isn't, but hopefully, like you said, you'll be able to get in touch with him, or he'll call in the next few minutes. And
yeah, it'd be nice to get his perspective. Maybe something came up.
Yeah, actually, but because we both need it. I have not spoken to him specifically. We've just been communicating through email, and I haven't spoken to him specifically about what happened, although he did say that it was a really great event and that he met a lot of, you know, good people, made some really solid contacts, and that things went well. But, you know, I don't know if anybody noticed, but this was a major rally that happened in Washington, D.C., and there was not one word on the news about it. Nothing. And
so
I'm just...
Were you not able to make it yourself?
No, I was not. I worked all weekend here. My husband and I have a company, and we, unfortunately, I just couldn't leave, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all the more reason. I hope he does make it on here. I hope he's able to call in, because I'd like to get a first-hand update.
I know. I feel badly about this, because... but, you know, it's just, you know, so much of our media today, you know, is the corruption that goes on in our media and the lack of reporting. Here we had a group of people, and my guess is that it was somewhere between the 30 to 50,000 person range, you know, that showed up in the D.C. area for this rally, and there wasn't one word on any news station. There was no coverage. There was nothing. And
I'm
stunned by it.
And how many did you say again? About 30,000, you think?
Yeah, they had 30,000 people that were booked with flights and hotel rooms that were expected to, you know, come into the D.C. area for the weekend, you know, for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And, you know, like I said, I haven't heard one thing. And then on Saturday, it was supposed to be nationwide at all the different state capitals, and I do know that permits were pulled in all the state capitals to hold the rallies there. But once again, there was no coverage. There was no local coverage, you know, not here in California, at least. And I checked all the different news stations. And then nationally, I kept checking, and there was nothing on any of the stations.
Unbelievable. You know, it's like with Ron Paul. He's just wiping the mat with their faces, you know, all the other candidates. He's just cleaning house. There's a huge gap between him and the next in line, which boggles my mind. Giuliani is the next most popular candidate. But, I mean, you know, he's like 50-somewhat points behind him.
Exactly.
And yet the media isn't talking about it. I mean, MSNBC, what's that?
I was just going to say that the media has never once put him ahead in the primary polls. You know, they have never even mentioned him. In fact, in all the polls that I've ever looked at, they put him down at the bottom, and sometimes they don't even include him in the race, even though he was there.
Yeah, it's like he's non-existent.
Yeah, it's like it is. It's like he's non-existent. And you know that what I've heard on the internet is that his presidential website is the most viewed website of all the candidates, Democratic and Republican, by far. I mean, he completely outnumbers, I think it's 2-1, in fact, on how many people visit his website as opposed to the others, and yet that's not being reported either.
Yeah, it's just a total scam. It's not just that we need to change the scene in Washington and just completely clean house and have a whole new set of leadership there, but it's the media, it's academia. The corruption just permeates across the board in every conceivable area. It's astonishing. I'm not for violence, but this country is ripe for revolution. It really is.
It is. It's because if you look back to 1776 and the things that led up to them going to war with England is not unlike what's happening here. The only difference is that, this is an interior situation where we would literally be fighting ourselves, not an outside force. And at some point, there's the concern that, would the United Nations jump in at that point, and would other nations come in to try and quell the rebellion, from within our own borders, like we do in other countries. I mean, it's just, there's so much that's left, so many questions that are unanswered, and so few people that are really in a position of power to be able to pull together something of this nature. And where do we get the not just the manpower, but the weaponry and everything else that we would need, unless we could enlist the aid of the armed forces and really get them behind us, through past leaders, to rally the troops, that would be just about the only way.
Are they so stupid to not realize, apparently a good many of them are, or gullible, I guess is more the word, that, that these people are their enemies, they're going to get shafted too?
Yeah.
I mean, what...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, our armed forces now in Iraq, what do they think they're fighting for? They're risking their lives. Many of them are getting killed or maimed, or certainly their lungs are getting filled with toxins of DU and other heaven knows what else they're taking into their system with the inoculations they're getting. I mean, don't they see who the real enemy is here?
I think that they do, but I think once that they've signed up, once again, if they defy authority, then they put themselves in breach of a huge contract that they've made with our government. And look at what's happening already, not just to our Border Patrol agents, but to people that have gone along with orders, and then they're used as scapegoats, the whole Abu Ghraib situation. The military personnel there that were watching those prisoners were clearly given military directive as to what to do and how to do it. And when they were, brought up, by public, consensus or whatever, there's just nothing that they can do to defend themselves, because the machine that's fighting, or the machine that's standing against them, is one that we have been brainwashed to believe as credible, and we have been brainwashed to believe that we are not credible, and that, we don't have a voice, really.
Right, which of course isn't true. They want you to think that.
No, yeah, they want you to think that. Just like Dianne Feinstein just recently, she came out against talk radio, stating that, the problem with this country is talk radio. She received 30,000 calls against her stand on this illegal immigration.
Right. Tell you what, hold that thought. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We're joined by Wanda Piety, coordinator of the upcoming trucker rally protest in Washington this past weekend. So, before the break, you're talking about Feinstein?
Yes, Dianne Feinstein just recently made a statement nationally that she was very upset with talk radio because of how they are blasting, you know, the senators and their stand on this illegal immigration bill. And she said she's never received so much racist, you know, and hatred coming through, you know, her, the responses of people phoning her. They're just outraged. And, you know, she thinks that it's all to, you know, that talk radio is to blame for the propagation of all of this type of input that's coming her way. And I just, you know, we talk about people being gullible and naive. What about them? I mean, this is just straight up blatant stupidity on their part and denial that they're not willing to face the fact that, you know, America knows what's going on. I mean, this is a huge sleeping giant that has woken up and is continuing to wake up. I mean, since I started the first truckers rally back in March 26th of this year, until now, it's just stunning how many more people. It's more than doubled, you know, the population, the number of people that are actually actively protesting now against what the government is doing. And the more people that find out the greater this body becomes, and less our government can get away with this kind of garbage. It's just, Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi, too, were listed as the two of the top financially independent senators in our government. They you know, have the, not just the highest incomes, but also the most money in the bank of all our senators. And, yet they're some of the strongest proponents for this amnesty bill. And, you have to sit back and wonder, what's their motivation? What's the motivating force? And I think that the biggest motivating force is that they just don't care about America anymore. They care about the dollar. They care about the greed. They care about, you know, their own personal agendas and their own personal livelihoods. And it has really nothing to do with us as a nation.
And, you know, even when something gets shot down, it doesn't seem to matter because these scoundrels are so relentless that just keep pushing anyway. It doesn't matter that the whole country's momentum is turned against them. It doesn't make a difference. They're going to do what they want.
Absolutely.
I mean, you just had the Supreme Court come out the other day. Well, you know, that's probably amounts to nothing more than window dressing because, let's face it, all of the justices were picked, hand-picked by Daddy and Junior. But in any case, they did state that the administration can no longer detain without charges. They're even going after them for their domestic spying operations. But the article I read yesterday, the administration is hell-bent on overturning it. They're not going to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, most of what they do is covert anyway, so how could you tell? When they rule against it, all as it means really is if we catch you, you're going to be in trouble. How are you going to catch them?
There's no way. I mean, well, there is, but it would just take such a huge effort on the part of the American public, which, you know, we can do, and we are trying to do that. But it just, you know, there are times when it just really feels pretty overwhelming.
The bottom line is the only way to stop these scoundrels is they have to be impeached. They got to be taken out. That's all there is to it. They have to be removed from power, and I would say brought before a grand jury. But, you know, as long as we sit back and let these guys continue what they're doing, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, you know, this country's going to continue to go down. We won't have an economy left. We pretty much don't have a constitution left or an economy left as it is, but it's not, you know, destroyed enough to their liking.
Did you happen to read about? I received an email message, and it's an article that was written by Stephen Perlstein and Robert Samuelson, and it was in the pages of the Washington Post on June 13, 2007. And basically, the column was entitled "The Takeover Boom About to Go Bust."
And I didn't see that.
And what it is it's concerned with the extraordinary amount of debt versus operating profits of companies currently subject to leveraged buyouts. And what it's talking about is this major crash that's going to absolutely happen, that it's not this is not a probable, but that it is a definite, and that it's beginning to start now. And they, I'll have to send you this article or this email, but it basically goes through the entire article.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, I didn't actually read the article directly, but I saw a review of it. Yeah, essentially the economy is already collapsed.
Yeah, and they say neither Perlstein nor Samuelson get to the bottom of the crisis, though they, like Conway of the Carlyle Group, point to the end of cheap credit. And it says here that the only people, basically, that are going to make it through this situation is pretty much anyone that's poised with the Carlyle Group, and they're the ones that manage the Bush Foundation.
Oh, sure. Well, Daddy Bush was one of their main spokespersons until late 2003 when he retired, but, of course, he's still getting his little perks. Stick right with us, folks. Short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, joined by Wanda Piety. We were talking about the Carlyle Group before the break. Those that don't know, of course, Carlyle was started by Frank Carlucci, former Reagan administration official, close friend of the Bush family. And it's an international equity firm that profiteers off of the losses of others in more ways than one. You know, it owns United Defense, for example, makes huge profits right now off of the current two fraudulent wars that we're engaged in. At the time of the outbreak of the Afghan and Iraq wars, the two top investors in the Carlyle Group were the Bush and Bin Laden families. Isn't that interesting, Wanda?
Yes, I know. It says here that a January 2007 memorandum to company managers from founding partner William E. Conway Jr. of the Carlyle Group recently appeared, which stated that when the current liquidity environment, i.e. cheap credit, ends, the buying opportunity will be a once-in-a-lifetime chance. The fact that the crash is now being announced by the Post shows that this is a done deal. The Bilderbergers, or whomever it is that the Post reports to, have decided. It lets everyone know loud and clear that it's time to batten down the hatches, run for cover, lay in 2 years of canned food, shield your assets, whatever. Those left holding the bag will be the ordinary people whose assets are loaded with debt, such as tens of millions of mortgagees, millions of young people with student loans that can never be written off due to the reformed 2005 bankruptcy law, or vast numbers of workers with 401ks or other pension plans that are locked into the stock market. So,
man, oh man. You know, when you realize, it'd be one thing if the economy was in a bad slump and there was a bunch of bad choices made and unforeseeable dips in the market, supply and demand imbalance, whatever, you know. But when you realize that this is all by design,
yeah,
it's just so disgusting. And, you know, millions of people, in fact, more accurately, billions, really, because when that crash comes, it's going to affect the entire globe. I mean, 29 affected the whole globe. This is going to be far worse. In 29, we didn't have the debt. We didn't have the widespread poverty like we have today. The problem has gotten far worse. And yet all the while, of course, that you see poverty increasing, you're seeing wealth just phenomenally being hoarded in the hands of a few.
Yes.
We've got people that have assets in the trillions of dollars, not just billions. And, you know, there's all your money. People wonder, where's it all going? It's not that there's a shortage. There's more money than there's ever been because they've been printing so much of it. It's fraudulent currency at that. But nevertheless, plenty of money to go around. Everybody on this planet could be living comfortable, especially with the modern technological developments we have. There's no need for people starving, no need for disease to be spreading uncontrollably. This world could be a relative paradise.
There's no need for even all the wars that are going on. I mean, our government is one of the greatest providers of our, you know, arms all over the world. They're one of the biggest arms traders and dealers all over the world. You know, it's not these covert, you know, people that are doing this. It's actually our government, people within our government that are literally selling weapons from, you know, defunct, you know, when the Cold War ended and Russia, all of Russia's stockpiles of weapons were made available, you know, all those weapons were purchased up by the U.S. government and sold all over the world to countries like Sierra Leone and other areas of the world where there's so much civil unrest and death and destruction right now. And we were, you know, our government officials were right at the helm of that.
And what's amazing is when people stand back, get the, you know, the bird's eye view of this whole thing, and realize that we usually sell weapons to countries that, you know, a decade or two later become our enemies. We're actually creating the enemies of tomorrow. We did this with Saddam. We did this with Noriega, with the Taliban, Osama bin Laden himself. You know,
yeah.
It's not a coincidence.
Yeah, George Bush's dad paid Osama bin Laden $4 billion to set up and organize and train the Al-Qaeda terrorists. I mean, we set up those terrorist camps. And you know, and it makes me sad to say we, but the truth of the matter is that, yes, we did it because we elected a person to represent us, and then we allowed him to do this on our watch. It's our fault. It's our responsibility. And now it's our responsibility to stop him, you know, to stop this, what they've started in the world. It's our responsibility now to stop them, because if we don't, there will be no end to it.
Or we allowed Diebold to elect him, I guess you could say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, what a scam. It'll never cease to amaze me that so few people, very sleazy, unscrupulous people, can lord over multiplied millions of people who essentially are good-hearted and decent people, you know, that they can mm-hmm. let themselves be led, or should I say misled. You know, there's no other species on the planet like this. Animals are not going to be, well, sheep, I guess. That's why dumb people are often likened to sheep. I guess that is the exception. Sheep are dumb.
Yeah.
A sheep will follow a leader. In fact, a whole flock of sheep will follow the leader of the herd right off the edge of a cliff. That's a fact. They won't know to stop. They'll just one right after the other. Just walk right off the edge of the cliff.
Same thing, yeah.
Sheep are so dumb, they'll drink themselves to the point of drowning, eat themselves to the point of, you know, killing themselves. They'll overeat. You know, they don't know enough to stop eating or drinking or... And I guess that does describe your average Bush supporter. They're just dumb, mindless drones that are incapable. It's incredible. People need a slap upside the head.
Do you remember on Friday when we were talking about the Bush family and about the author's name is Don Nikoloff, who has been doing all the research on George Walker Scherf?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's the, what's his name again?
His name is Don Nikoloff, N-I-C-O-L-O-F-F.
Okay, yeah, he's the one.
Yeah, he's been doing all of this research, and I just now pulled up his website, and there's a picture on the opening. It's called Part 1, Deathbed Confessions, Photos Support Claims that George H. Scherf, Jr. was the 41st U.S. President, meaning that he was George Herbert Walker Bush. And there's a picture that shows him as a young man in the company of Martin Bormann and Scorzani, Reinhard Galen, Joseph Mengel, Martin Bormann, and
what a nice crowd.
Scorzani, yeah, and Joseph Mengele. They're all in this picture with him. And, you know, Joseph Mengele was called, the angel of death. And he's sitting right next to him, and they're all smiling, and everybody's together. But you see a picture, a young picture of George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, the senior, the father,
right,
in the middle of this group. And it's absolutely his photograph. There's no mistaking it.
Nazi war criminal. Well, you know, it shouldn't shock people because, again, the Bush family has had fascism deep in their roots. The grandfather, Prescott, H.W.'s father,
yes,
was a chief financier of Hitler. He was actually indicted for war crimes. He funded directly the concentration camps along with I.G. Farben, worked together with him.
Yeah.
And but because he was well-connected high up, of course, nothing ever came of it. You know, he didn't. Wasn't charged with anything. He slipped right through the cracks. But, and now here we have this legacy, this dynasty, father to son, passing on the torch. There's even talk that Jeb might be running. This is, you know, it's like the medieval times where the family kept the reins of power. They were just father to son or brother or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and it won't matter if we, you know, Hillary is another prime candidate right now, at least as far as the media is concerned. And because most dopes still follow the media, you know, they'll wind up creating the illusion that she's popular, even if she isn't, and people wind up voting for her. She stands to be one of the next occupiers of the White House. And again, you have this dynasty thing going, you know, the same family names keep popping up. It's total domination, guys. Nepotism.
Yeah, it says here that, Bormann became Hitler's second-in-command, and Richard Galen was a chief SS officer and assassin who was smuggled out of Germany under Operation Paperclip. Scorzani was Hitler's bodyguard and SS spy/assassin who came to the U.S. after the war under Project Paperclip. Scorzani and George Herbert Walker Bush were instrumental in merging Nazi SS intelligence with the OSI to form the CIA with Wild Bill Donovan and Alan Dulles. These guys were also part of CIA mind control experiments such as the MK Ultra and the SS officer and physician Joseph Mengele, the notoriously sadistic angel of death of Auschwitz, escaped Germany to South America after the war. And then it goes on to say that George H. Scherf, Jr. became the 41st president of the United States as George Herbert Walker Bush, and George H. Scherf, Sr. was Nikola Tesla's trusted assistant. And that's where all of the information that, you know, now is a part of, you know, the Tyranny Act, under the Tyranny Act, they've created a device, a sound device, that can actually put out waves that can, it's like a microwave machine, but on a much larger scale, that can literally fry a crowd of people.
Yeah, or at least render your nervous system, turn you into a jittering bowl of jello, basically. You fall to the ground, your bowels will release, you can't control your muscle movements, nothing.
Yeah.
We got a caller, and we're dialing. Just before I bring him up, I just wanted to mention this. The head of the, what was it, the Secretary of the Air Force, back, I think it was in September or October, I got the article, I can dig it out. He actually told, I think it was CNN, that they have these beam weapons, you know, that it's not rumor, it's not theory. We do have them, you know, very high-tech weapons. And he said, we're going to be using them experimentally on American citizens on for crowd control purposes. He said that we don't want to do this in foreign countries in war because, you know, we've had enough problems and getting international attention. It's much easier to do it here at home. Do you know what he's saying? Because we control the media here at home, we'll experiment on American citizens here because the media won't cover this. But we can't control the foreign press in the same way. And so it'll get out if we're using these weapons experimentally on foreign troops, foreign soldiers that we fight against. So we're going to use them domestic. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was right on, you know, a main article on CNN. Anyway, but yeah, I want to come back to that some more because this is very interesting stuff, what this guy is bringing out. But let's go to Lee in Rhode Island. You there, Lee?
Yes, hello, I am.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
All right, yeah, thanks. Thanks for your program and your guest. And thanks for the information on the Bush family and the Nazi collaboration. And I'm just wondering, are you aware of that political candidate who ran for office in the last presidential election? And I believe he was responsible for doing a lot of the research that dug up that connection with the Bush family and the Nazi collaboration.
Who are you talking about?
You know, I have forgotten his name. I was hoping that you might know his name. He did that research through the congressional records and archives. And,
you know what party? What party he represented?
Independent Party, actually.
Huh.
And as it turned out, he happened to be arrested when he was due to make an appearance and participate in a political debate. And you know, I'm really sorry. I don't remember his name, but he would be an excellent guest for you also to consider having on. And I'm sure that, you know, if you go through the various, well, one website that you could probably reach him on would be the Power Hour, which is on another network. But, you know, I'm sure that if you check through various candidates and, you know, the papers that they have presented, you would find his name. I wish I could remember it. But also, I wish your guest would give those references that she had. I tuned in when she was going over some of that financial information, and I didn't happen to get the website references for that and the impending crash and so forth.
Okay. Actually, I've got it right here. I've pulled it up. It's called the official. Oh, it's official. The crash of the U.S. economy has begun. The article is by... actually, this is the Pearlstein. It's an article that was printed by the Washington Post on June 13th, 2007, and it was written by economists Stephen Pearlstein and Robert Samuelson. And then the name of the article was "The Takeover Boom About to Go Bust."
Mm-hmm. Takeover Boom.
Yeah, the takeover boom, B-O-O-M.
You know things are serious when mainstream media starts covering this stuff. You know things are in trouble.
Yeah.
It's either that or they're trying to, once again,
logical warfare.
Brainwash us into believing.
They're trying to also, choreograph the thing.
Exactly. That's a good word to use. That's exactly what
they're trying to do. Well, it's a little of both. I mean, it is going to collapse. It's designed to. But yeah,
right.
they want to keep us in fear and trembling in the corner. There's nothing you can do about it. And don't worry though, we're going to save you. Just lean on us. We'll take care of you. You know, we're engaged in tyranny all the time. We're blowing away people that look at us funny. But give your guns over to us so we can keep the streets safe.
Would you consider having either one of those Washington Post writers on as a guest to discuss it in more detail?
If anybody has the contact information for any of these people, in fact, the guy that Wanda has been talking about doing the research on Bush and the real original last family last name. Just send the information to Truth Hurts Radio at AOL.com. That's H-E-R-T-Z.
Okay.
I'd be very interested in getting some of these people on for sure.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you, Lee. Call anytime. Yeah. So coming back to this this Nazi connection thing, you know, folks, the CIA, some people think, well, they started out on the right premise, but then they became corrupt over time. They were corrupt from the start. They were intended to be corrupt from the start. We'll talk about that some more when we get back. Stick with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, joined by Wanda Piety. Yeah, these games are not only foolish, they're downright deadly. You know, you look at the history of the CIA, and again, you know, not to imply that everybody in the CIA is corrupt. I always have to mention that. That's not the case. A great many are actually decent people. Probably, I'd venture to say the majority of them are. But the real agenda of the CIA from the beginning, intended by those who have created it and controlled it, has always been to engage in sleazy, underhanded, covert criminal activities to advance the interests of big money the criminals that have built themselves up around it to advance, ultimately, the cause of global domination. That's what this is all about, what this has all been tending to. That's the purpose for all intelligentsia. And, you know, look at the people who founded the CIA. They're all high-notch CFR members. In fact, every director of the CIA has been a prominent member of the Council on Foreign Relations, without exception. You know, this isn't an accident. This isn't... and, you know, you see people like Daddy Bush, formerly the director. He had CIA connections going way back before that, even. He was director in 76, but going back to the 1950s, he had deep-rooted CIA connections. You know, the Bay of Pigs played a role in that. The Kennedy assassination, he's got his fingerprints all over that. So this is a family... Yeah, go ahead, Wanda.
I was just going to say, when you think about the fact that, you know, there is proof now to show that the Nazi SS intelligence, you know, with the OSI, formed the CIA, you know, so that's where all of this, you know, this type of covert operation and, you know, mind control and chemical warfare and, you know, the Tesla type of machinery weaponry that we're now seeing, you know, rise out of the ashes of the past, you know. All of this stuff came out of the whole Nazi movement. And apparently Operation, the Project Paperclip, which was started by George Bush, because he was the founder of the CIA, one of the founders of the CIA, Operation Paperclip brought into America, I think it was somewhere in the vicinity of 50,000 SS officers, you know, after World War II. They were smuggled into the United States and positioned
Operation Paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were instrumental in developing Agent Orange, in developing LSD, you know, mind control drugs.
Exactly. Just putting fluoride in our water.
Sure, and the MK Ultra thing, where they were experimenting on people. This is public record, guys. The CIA was doing this in conjunction with U.S. Army officials. They were dumping all over the country, major cities. They were dumping chemical and biological agents into ventilation shafts back in the 50s and 60s, and they had somebody behind the grate taking notes, just observing what was happening. Of course, people were turning up in hospitals and dying left and right from this, and it was of no consequence to them. They just wanted to see, oh, okay, this kills people. Oh, that's good to know. That's cool. It's unbelievable. We've got another short break coming up. Hold that thought. I want to pick up there when we get back. Stay with us, folks.
A message for all